Are you ready to become a better version of yourself, to become a leader in your personal and professional life? Then welcome to the CJ Evolution Podcast, where we put a twist on traditional criminal justice professions and provide you with the tools you need to set yourself up for success in your career and for the future. Now, welcome your host, the CJ Evolutionist himself, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Episode 221. Of CJ Evolution. Patrick here. I'm the host and creator of this great and growing show we call CJ Evolution. And the reason why we're great and growing is because of you, the listener and supporter, sharing it with your family and friends, whatever you're doing, wherever you're at, listening to it all the time. Maybe it's on a workout, maybe you're in traffic and a commute. Thank you so much for the continued support. Special thanks to all our first responders out there, brave men and women who do a very difficult job in a very difficult environment. You have much support. I don't care what anybody tells you. You have a ton of support out there. I know us as a nation need to do a better job at telling you that, but trust me, you have much support. Don't listen to the naysayers out there. Keep doing what you're doing. I talk so much about Four Sigmatic, and guess what? I'm going to talk about them again. It's a great company with great products. Every morning I wake up and I make my lion's mane mushroom. Now, lion's mane is a type of mushroom, very good for you. It keeps me mentally stimulated throughout the day. It keeps me on track. Trust me, you're going to love their products. They have cocos and other elixirs you're going to love. If you head over to cjevolution.com, you're going to see a link to their website. If you click that website, you see all their wonderful products. You're going to get 15% off using the CJ Evo promo code. You know, folks, I wanted to try a different call to action with all my listeners and supporters because it's really you that makes the podcast successful. It's not really me, it's you. And I thank you so much, like I've said many times before, and I'll keep saying that. But I wanted to hear more from you. So I'm going to ask you this. If you send me your questions of what you want me to cover or what guests you would like to try to get or for me to try to get on, I will read your requests on the next CJ Evolution website. You can contact me by sending me an email through the cjevolution.com website. If you go over, you're going to see a link to the contact me portion of the webpage. If you send me a message, I will read your requests and what you want to see in upcoming episodes. You know, in this solo episode, I wanted to talk about a very important topic that we've hit on a lot in previous episodes, but I don't think you can talk about this subject enough, and that is effective police leadership. Let me preface by saying I don't care what you're doing in the criminal justice field, you are a leader. You don't have to have formal rank to be a leader, but I want to talk about 12 traits of effective police leaders. Now, police doesn't mean, this applies to anybody in the police profession, whether you're a deputy, whatever you're doing in the criminal justice field. So effective leaders, and this is taken, this reference is taken from our great friends over at policeone.com. I'll have the reference to this show linked up in the show notes. But effective leaders focus on developing a culture of rewards versus a culture of punishment. Very important. And here is how they do it. For most law enforcement officers, being a cop is more than just a job. It's a lifestyle and an identity. The potential for law enforcement to be a deeply rewarding career is great, and for many officers, it is. Police officer testing is traditionally a keenly competitive process where literally hundreds of hopefuls can vie for each opening spot on a highly sought-after department. Most applicants will never receive an offer, but for those who do, a front-row seat to and a starring role in one of the greatest shows on earth awaits. Effective leadership has the power to make or break a department. And the best litmus test is to take a step back and look at those around you. Are you serving side by side with productive and motivated cops? When someone from the leadership hierarchy approaches, how do facial expressions and the body language change? Do people become closed in body posture and more defensive in their words, or do they continue to smile and invite their supervisors into a conversation? Is productivity contagious, or it is a culture of resentment and pushback? The beauty of effective leadership is once the skills are mastered, a team can become a well-oiled machine. It literally functions without much supervision. When ineffective leadership skills are implemented, even Just by one poor leader, the entire agency is infected with low morale, anger, low productivity, until coerced, increased workers' compensation claims, a high risk of injuries, and abuse of sick time. So here are 12 effective traits of an effective leader. When studies are done on leadership, one thing holds true. Effective leaders focus on developing a culture of rewards versus a culture of punishment. And here is how they do it. Number one, they live their values. Effective leaders have a strong moral compass and have defined their values. They have a code of ethics on how to treat others, and their behaviors back up their words. Number two, realize position does not define leadership. And there's a lot of people out there, folks, that think that just because they are promoted or get the stripes or bars or whatever, that all of a sudden they're leaders. Doesn't work that way. Leadership is not defined by a vertical position. Leaders who rely on their title or position to influence others just don't seem to work well with others. Leaders who lead by their hierarchical position do not lead well, according to Josh Maxwell, because they fail to acknowledge that leadership is about working with people, plain and simple. Number three, set goals for interpersonal skill development. Personal development is ongoing, just like tactical skills through our entire lives. Effective leaders see their personality strengths and talents and continually work on making them stronger. They also identify where they are not as strong and set achievable goals for improvement, such as being slow to anger, less irritable, and listening more instead of being defensive or treating others with contempt. Number four, say thank you often. Take the time to appreciate the strengths of others with an encouraging word or gesture. Of course, it is their responsibility and expected of them to do their job and do it well, but a word of acknowledgement and gratitude goes so far. Number five, admit their mistakes. Approach their mistakes with humility instead of justification and defensiveness. It allows the organization to move forward instead of being stuck on the blame and shame. Number six, this is what also they do well, are mentors and coaches. They believe in duplicating themselves so that others can rise up to better leaders themselves. High-level leaders encourage the people around them to soar to their highest potential. Some leaders are threatened by this. By doing this, they minimize their necessity at the most basic operational level, freezing themselves to creatively move the organization forward. Number seven, accept influence. Look for opportunities to learn and grow from anyone inside of criticizing another person's value or assuming they know it all. Number eight, hold people accountable. They are able to lead in tough situations and able to negotiate conflict with authority and decisiveness without degrading another person. Number nine, delegate to the expert in the room. They are able to hand over projects to the most qualified instead of letting their ego or political ambitions hurt the culture around them. A true leader knows how to follow first and then steps up to lead when there is a gap in acknowledgement or skill level. Number 10, vision cast goals. The ability to set goals for a team or an agency that are clear and concise are done in a way that generates momentum towards productivity. Most leaders approach goal setting as a dictator rather than a vision caster. A dictator generates resentment and low morale, whereas a vision caster generates excitement and buy-in of the goals. What do you want to be? Number 11, forgive. According to Robert Sutton, who's a PhD in Good Boss, Bad Boss, from the 11 Commandments for Wise Bosses, do not hold grudges after losing an argument. Instead, help the victors implement their ideas with all your might. Imagine how the police culture would be revolutionized if mistakes were learned from instead of held against someone for their career. A culture of forgiveness would heal a lot of angry cops. And finally, number 12, are solution-orientated. Identifying the problem is easy. Everybody, you ever know those people in your organization that can find the problems but don't want to do anything to solve them? Finding the solution takes creativity and brain power. Effective leaders do not complain. Instead, they mull over the areas that need attention, involve others in brainstorming, and work it over until a feasible solution is found. True leadership is a lifestyle. It's not a position. Those who are effective know they are change agents and seek out to be iron that shapes iron. To be an effective leader goes against human nature and definitely against standardized police culture, for it takes humility, commitment, and a strong work ethic on personal development. So will you rise up and accept the challenge? Folks, that's all I have. I hope it was beneficial. If you head over to cjevolution.com and rate and review my podcast on iTunes, I sure would appreciate it. And send me your emails with your questions, and I promise I will put them on the next podcast. And let me know if you want me to use your name or not. I don't want to do anything that people don't want me to do. Folks, stay tuned for great guests coming up in the very new future. And as always, be safe. Until next time, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.